All right, we're live, and I'm going to see if I can join the chat on Locals as well. Get everything lined up here. I got my phone, my computer. What else? I'm following Rumble. All right, people. I'll just preface this by saying I can't believe I was stupid enough to think that I actually had a chance of winning in Westmount. Delusional. In retrospect, delusional that my concern, I was already counting the chickens. What am I going to do with the YouTube channel? What am I going to do with Locals if I get elected MP in Westmount? The biggest upset in the history of Canadian politics. You know what? So let's back it up. Everybody knows the Canadian election occurred yesterday. There was no winner. Everyone was a loser. It's the status quo. Nothing has changed. I think the Liberals lost one seat of their minority government, something along those lines. There was no change in government. But no change under these circumstances is itself a change. And that means that people were not sufficiently shocked and outraged by the last 2 years that they decided to vote in a change. And, you know, it's like that meme. Govern me harder, daddy. I mean, it's hilarious. I can't get the visual out of my head, but it's a meme that's going around. Govern me harder, daddy. I mean, that's basically 2 years into this, three scandals into the prime minister's prime ministership. And that was not shocking enough for people to think that change was necessary. And so status quo, and we're going to get into the costs of this election in a bit. Steve Riton, thank you very much, by the way. If you want to see my chat, so I'm going to try to follow the chat. I see it right now, actually. I don't see how many people we have in there. So that's it. So we had the Canadian election, and I had my first experience with politics. I mean, I guess it's an experience with politics. To me, it just sounded like an experience, you know, running for class president, but on a bigger scale. Although at the end of the day, you know, it's not much different even on scale. Yeah, so that's it. I said I was going to run, and I didn't run for politics for the sake of running for politics. I ran for the PPC because I felt not a kinship. I felt a specific attachment to that party in particular because I remember the moment when it happened, when I'm seeing Canada crumble before my very eyes or descend into tyranny that people seem to be welcoming with open arms. And I remember sitting in my car realizing that I don't want to do this, but there's absolutely no choice. And I thought, you know, that if the message got out there, it would resonate. And the 5 week election was fascinating. You know, I mean, everybody knows this if you've seen the videos already, but first thing, you make the decision, you and the party agree that you're going to be the candidate for the party. The party officially certifies you or nominates you for a riding. Then you've got to go get your signatures door to door, which is an experience in and of itself. Like step one, go door to door, get 100 signatures from eligible voters in your riding. That takes days. And you know, when the Liberal Conservative NDP machines have people that do it for you, you know, they could pay people to do it. When you're a small operation, you know, almost on your own, but you have some good people helping you. And I had good people with our team. You do that on your own. And that takes 2-3 days. It takes 10 hours, 12, 15 hours to go door to door, get 100 signatures, meet people, talk to people, get berated by people. Although that didn't happen all that much. Then you get you get physical papers. There were 10 per side to, so you get 7-8 sheets of paper and they're crumpled. They have your sweat on them. They have coffee drops. They have evidence of life and they have evidence of hard work, people's different handwriting per line, and they look like works of art, and you get them and you get your signatures and you get 150 of them just in case. And then you take them to Elections Canada and they certify your signatures and they officially certify you as the official candidate of that party. Your name is going to be on a ballot. Then you got to go raise funds. Then you got to go print billboards, hang billboards, meet people. Get your name out there. Get your message out there. Partake in debates if you're invited to them. It was an experience, an amazing experience. And then it culminates with your so involved in this and you're meeting people and talking and, you know, you start thinking this can actually happen. People are going to hear what I have to say and they're going to realize what trajectory this country is on and they're going to change their way. Then we get to election day, but hold on, let's get some super chats. Tribal lines have been established. We sit here and wonder how German citizens could have supported the atrocities of World War II. You are seeing it in real time. That is from Jesse Bear 2115, and that is one heck of a Care Bear. So that's Kevin Johnson, you got your message out to at least 1,000 people. So then that's, we're going to get there. Thank you very much. And we got MCDJ Chandler. Thank you very much. And move to the USA, start doing an in-person show. And then what we got here, this is a A24964105. Are you concerned about election integrity? So let's start with that. That's a good question. I am not. And I know by saying that out loud in Canada, I am not. I know by saying that out loud, people are going to say Viva is underestimating the fraudulent nature of elections. He's controlled opposition. He was never, you know, yada, yada. He's undermining the corruption. I am not worried about it as much as other people are because I've seen the process. You know, like we have physical voter rolls. You have to, they cross your name off when you show two pieces of ID to vote. Your ballot has a number on it that they correlate to your name that they bar off, that they correlate to the registry. Yes, it's possible they disregard ballots or they fabricate ballots and then count them, you know, buckets of ballots. It's possible. But you know what the biggest problem was? Westmount had a 37% turnout yesterday. My riding. And Montreal, roughly about the same, 37% turnout. I got 1,000 votes, and Garneau got 17,000 votes, which was 51% of the vote. Last election, Garneau got more votes than turned out this entire election. We had 37,000 of the 76,000 eligible voters turnout. You don't need to steal an election when people give it up right from the get go. And it's not the fraudulent stuff that concerns me more. It's quite literally the Time magazine article detailing how it's done. It's the media manipulation. You don't need to steal an election when you can get people to give it to you. And you just convince people who they should vote for and you manipulate them. It's manufactured consent. I mean, it's Chomsky's principle. You lead, the media manipulates the people into thinking they're making a decision when they don't even know information that's not being presented to them. They don't know adverse positions or candidates because they're being suppressed. They don't even know what's happening because people are too busy with their lives to even know. So I'm not worried about election integrity in Canada. I'm worried about the fact that the media is subsidized by the government and then runs cover for them and then runs manipulation for them and effectively tinkers with the outcome through lawful means, but corrupt means nonetheless. Ria Banerjee says, "Dear Viva, keep your chin up. It's all about pushing up and pushing up and keep pushing." Well, here's the deal. I'll get upset at one point tonight because I'm extremely tired. I went to bed at like 2:30 in the morning. And when you get to be 42 years old with gray hair like this, you don't recover quite in the morning. I need some Viva PPC merch. We'll talk about that. And then I'll give you some inspirational stuff after I've done ranting. I missed JP's chat. It says, "JP, purple. I like the color. I think I know why. I am very proud of you for doing your part and trying by offering yourself as an alternative. You did your part and then some. Stay positive." Well, this is the other thing. And I don't want to be one of those people who whines, like, you know, crying in the streets when Donald Trump gets elected. It's not that type of my candidate didn't get elected. It's people don't understand what's going on and they're too busy with their own lives trying to make ends meet, trying to survive, that they don't appreciate what's going on. And it's too complicated for people to understand. And they just shut off. You know, I guarantee you, I was passed by people on the street who didn't know what color the liberal banner was. Like, I'm putting up my posters and our posters are purple. And someone says, "Oh, liberal." I was like, no, PPC. And then they said, "Oh, I'm voting liberal anyhow." They didn't even know that the purple, they didn't know the color of the party that they're voting for. "I voted PPC because of Viva. Keep up the good work because you are making a difference." Thank you very much, Sadie. Well, and this is the other thing. I get that encouragement all the time on the street, and I didn't get any negative encouragement. I didn't get any berating. I got one middle finger, but I think the person was more upset with the posters than the party. But then, when the result comes out, 1,000 votes. Yes, it's twice as many as in 2019, and yes, it's twice as many off half as many people who voted. So maybe it's four times as many, you know, pound for pound. But you know, I start questioning my own sanity because I genuinely thought the PPC was going to win seats across Canada because I genuinely thought people were starting to have enough of what's going on in Canada. Now, yes, silver lining, they're up to 5 or 6% in the national polls. And so that will be beneficial the next election, because there will be one in a year and a half to 2 years. This is still the same darn minority government that we had in the same proportion the day before yesterday. But I genuinely thought we were going to win seats. And then I start to question my own sanity. Like, am I living in a silo? Am I thinking that there are more people out there like me than there are? And it's my own, we're just a very vocal minority and I'm living in a silo and not actually getting a lay of the land. I feel like Principal Skinner, like, am I the one who's so out of touch? No, it's they're all crazy. Or the kids are the ones who are out of touch. But that's how I feel. But I'll tell you some inspiring stories. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Keep on keeping on. Yeah, okay, well, here. PPC is 4 years and they completely blacked... is 4 years old and they completely blacked us out this time. Yet we still grew. God bless you for giving Canadians a chance to vote. Thank you very much, Janie Bray. I don't know how to do this. I'm going to try to get the... PPC needs more memes to communicate on the internet to spreading awareness. Then spam everywhere and create a real wave next time. Maybe do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Let's see what we got here. This election confirms my suspicions about the complete stupidity of Canadians. No reaction to the tyranny. This Montreal anarchist is out of this trou de cul, that's butthole in French, of a country. Congrats on trying to do something about it, Fry. Thank you very much. And nothing changes until good men try, often more than once, the prophet. I like that. So I did get, I went today, by the way, I didn't get all my posters. I think I got a bunch of them. But up until today, I had only had sweat and tears into this campaign. And today I officially got blood into it because I cut myself deep with my scissors. And when I was clipping the thing, I got my fat fingers thing here, pad stuck in the scissors and it punctured it. People even today, as I'm taking down the posters, coming up to me saying, I don't understand how this happened. Everyone I know voted PPC. I had one person in tears, like literally like, what's going on in the country? I don't have faith in the future of this country anymore. Seeing the reaction, seeing the support, seeing the apathy. And I don't know what to tell them. I will keep on keeping on. And there's a part of me that is somewhat relieved in that I think I can be more useful outside of that useless machine of government as opposed to in it. You know, like, it was the reason why I left law is you're a cog in a machine that does nothing but spin its wheels. And politics is no different. You know, I look at Pierre Poilievre and he's great. He's smart. He's insightful. He's the bulldog in parliament. And yet, with great respect for Pierre Poilievre, nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. And so, like, great, I could be the most ardent, pit bullish advocate in parliament. All right, so you'll have that voice in parliament and still nothing's going to get done. And I think I can be more useful on the outside than the inside. So part of me was relieved. But the other part of me doesn't like losing. Doesn't like losing when I put in, I think I did as much as I possibly could have. I missed publishing one article in some journal. I forget what journal it was, but it was a journal that was going to be published Saturday night. Sunday before the Monday. And nobody reads newspapers anymore. But that was the one thing I didn't do. But I don't like losing, and I think I did everything I possibly could to do this. Dear Viva, you don't live in a silo. In the UK, where I helped the Lib Dems on election day, we had to drag people out on election day. You need more volunteers. 4 to 5% in national vote is amazing for the PPC. Yeah, well, I mean, we had a lot of volunteers, and we had a lot of people who wanted to volunteer, but I'm neurotic. I didn't want... I know people are looking for reasons to criticize the PPC. They're looking for volunteers to make mistakes. They're looking for volunteers to sabotage other people's campaign. And so... you have to be careful in that front, but we had a great team and they know who they are. They were phenomenal. We love you and we need you, Viva. Thank you very much. And it's nice. Well done for entering into the fight. The only mistake would be to not try. Yeah. So anyways, that's it. So now what happens? Nothing changes now, but nothing changes except you know that this government is going to use this as a confirmation of mandate that people support the vaccine passports. People support what he's been, I won't say filth, the divisive filth that he's been spewing out for the last 5 weeks. He's going to take this as confirmation that that's what Canadians want. When I think that the vast majority of Canadians and the vast majority of people who voted Liberal probably have no idea what Trudeau is saying. They probably have no idea about his scandals because they're listening to the CBC. They're listening to CTV. They're listening to, what are the other ones? Global. You know, they're listening to these news outlets that just present them tidbits, whatever they need to know in order to feel good about their decision to vote Liberal. And that's how they manufacture the consent. They have won the battle, but we will win the war. Politically speaking, let's all make sure that we're talking about that. But here, let's just think about one other thing. This election cost $610 million. And I was reading on the breakdown of this, and it's amazing. They spent $500,000 on single-use pencils. I'm reading an article so that I don't get this wrong, and I'm going to see if I can get some chats from locals. Ugh, I lost the article. Hold on one second. The cost of the election, this is from Bloomberg. It cost $108 million more than previous elections, which were about $500 million. And why? Single-use pencils, $430,000. listen to this. Yeah, the pencils cost between 1 cent and 5 cents each. Plexiglass barriers. Plexiglass, $3.78 million. I mean, I was happy when they called the election because I thought it would be the opportunity for change, and it wasn't. And that's the most depressing thing about it. But, you know, that's it. I kept a pencil. Well, okay, now let me see. I missed some chats. I want to get... We reset the country. Seeing how people have been manipulated into supporting the vaccine passport, you're watching it happen in real time, and people are just oblivious to how they're being manipulated. And when you try to convince them to make them even realize it, like Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool someone than it is to convince them they've been fooled. Because if you convince them they've been fooled, it shocks their own intelligence. It shocks their esteem of themselves. When you fool someone, they don't feel stupid because they never know that they were duped. But when you convince them, or to get them to realize they've been fooled, is to get them to admit that they were not as intelligent as they thought they were when they were making decisions. And it's very difficult. You're like Josie Wales, better on the outside. 5% is huge, especially given the juggernaut of academia and media, not just the 5% of the PPC for its second election is huge. So I don't want to undermine it, but I can't hide what I publicly said. Like my nightmare outcome from this was that I would lose in a manner that I would feel to be embarrassing. Getting 1,000 votes on 27,000 votes, I thought I you know, to the extent I was contemplating the possibility of winning, that hurts my ego, but that's secondary. I was hoping that my influence and the exposure and the bringing to light of the actual policies would sensitize, at the very least, to get some seats in the House, and I wish that Maxime had won his seat. So this was, from my perspective, from my objective criteria, you know, my nightmare scenario, save and except for the 5 to 6% in the polls. But I appreciate the silver lining that 5 to 6% in national polling, you know, they're doing as well as the Bloc Québécois, the Green Party, which have been around for decades. So it's exponential growth. Yeah. Chelsea H made a good video that gave goosebumps about the current situation. PPC needs to communicate more to criticize and spread ideas awareness. Yeah, and then you realize like the media doesn't cover it. Did anybody, I mean, I guess everybody listened to the interview I did with CBC Daybreak, but you realize how subtle the manipulation is. Even after I did the interview, so I had the 15-minute interview. They did not let me know that they were going to fact check anything I said, but I take for granted anything I say publicly should be fact checked. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. In my interview, I mentioned the fact that there was absolutely no science for these vaccine passports. There's been no science and there's been no public debate, specifically because there's no scientific justification for it, and that would be revealed in any ordinary public debate. After the interview, they go to fact check me, and they bring in, I don't know who it was, some doctor from the Montreal Jewish General, I think. And he comes in and says, actually, you know, contrary to what David said, there's ample evidence to show the efficacy of vaccines. Yeah, but that wasn't what I said. And so this is strawmanning manipulation to make it look like I said something factually incorrect when the fact check that they're fact checking was never a statement that I made in the first place. I rely on those statistics of the efficient or the, you know, whatever impact vaccination has on the severity of symptoms. That wasn't the issue. Those stats are out there. I never deny those. I said there's no scientific evidence for vaccine passports efficacy. And this guy, after coming in and saying, there's ample evidence to show that vaccines work, fine, not the question. He then says, but yeah, but you're sure you'll find very little academic studies on vaccine passports. It's like, yeah, because there's no science for it. It's purely coercive. And it's effectively saying, yeah, they are effective at getting people to get vaccinated in the same way a weapon to the upper body of an individual is also an effective way of getting them vaccinated. There's no science to that. That's coercion. That's extortion. That's battery. I mean, yeah, sure. So we agree. No science, but it is coercion and battery. We agree with that. And then they fact check another thing I said about China being the number one polluter and India being top five. And yes, that's exactly right. India was four. The day after election day, 1974, a young lawyer who'd run for Congress was out shaking people's hands for voting for him, thought he lost. His name was Bill Clinton. Keep pushing for that change. But this is the other thing. Oh, funny story. Thank you for reminding me. So as I'm taking down signs today, an individual drives by, rolls down his window and points at me and says, like, come across the street, wants to talk to me. I go up to the person. Not sure if I'm about to. You never know if you're going to get complimented, berated, assaulted, whatever. He looks at me, he's like, do you have a brother? He's speaking in French. He goes, do you have a brother? Because I swear to you, I had a lawyer with your exact name. And I look at him, I said, I know you, I remember you, but I forgot that I don't look, you know, I look different now than I did then. And I said, no, it's me. I just, you know, I got hair. And he's like, oh my goodness, you got so much gray hair. What happened to you? I said, yeah, like 2 years of pandemic will put some gray hair on your head. And I didn't have facial hair, but I see, you know, he was an old client of mine and we had a good talk and it was a funny thing to run into him and didn't recognize me. I don't know. I take that as a compliment, but yes, I think the last 2 years have aged everyone physically and spiritually. Dirty, dirty smear merchants. You only fail if you die or quit. You will be PM. Canada needs you. The world needs you. That's it. But now that, oh, sorry. That's what he said to me. He said, David, you're too honest to be a politician. And you know, there's a part of me that thinks Maxime is also too honest to be a successful politician because it seems to be a successful politician. You have to be a pathological sociopath of a liar, a la Justin Trudeau. We're not the type of country that makes vaccinations mandatory. I believe vaccinations should be mandatory. I mean, you have to be pathological in order to do that and not hate yourself and not think that you are scum. Maybe he does hate himself. Maybe he thinks he's scum, but it worked. Minority government, you have to be pathological like Aaron O'Toole to say, we're against carbon taxes, we're against vaccine passports. And then, yeah, well, hey, flavor of the day of politics, when you have no standards, just change your tune. And Maxime, for good or for bad, doesn't do it for the sake of politics. Will admit when he was wrong. If anybody didn't see the Jordan Peterson interview, it was great. He admitted that in retrospect, he thinks that he was wrong on Bill C-21, which added as an aggravating factor in the criminal code, gender to aggravating factors for hate crimes. He admits when he's wrong. I still don't think I was wrong on that. I still don't think it's gotten to where Jordan Peterson was saying it was going to go, but I can certainly see how it could get there. And in one or two exceptional cases did get there. But so he says, I think you're too honest for politics, and I might be, and I might be too weak for politics. Cause I don't, you know, Maxime is a trooper in a way that I don't think I could be that type of trooper. You know, he's coming out and he is seeing only the positive, even in what I think would, you know, was my nightmare scenario. He's coming out and saying, he didn't win his seat. So be it. There'll be another election. In the meantime, we got the word out. We got our story out and we got it out to the point where close to a million Canadians voted for the PPC. I'm really rounding it up. Last I checked, it was 820,000 who voted for PPC. But we got it out, and that's 820,000 people of the 16 million who voted. You are so appreciated. Thank you, Viva. I do not trust the results. There's a part of me that doesn't trust them either, but you know what? When it's 37% turnout, you know, we get everyone out, and then you don't have to, then you can start talking about not trusting the results. But when you don't trust, when turnout is not there, it's easy to blame the results or it's easy to question the results. Get the turnout out. I mean, I'm shocked because I would have thought that the PPC supporting individuals would have been the most vocal to get out there. But if I only got 1,000 on 27,000 in my riding, I'm not sure how, you know, maybe that's all the PPC supporters that exist in Westmount and NDG. I wouldn't be surprised because, man, it's liberal here. It's freaking liberal. And Montreal is liberal. And you know, I understand now why the West looks at the East and says, why is it that these these, you know, we have one riding that basically encompasses a whole province. They have eight ridings in one city, and they're dictating our prime minister to us, and it's Prime Minister What's-His-Face. Too many CPC members are afraid of splitting the vote. We need to come up with a valid explanation to refute the splitting of the vote theory. I have it. Every single PPC member could have voted Conservative, and it would have been the same scenario. Maybe you could think of ways to tweak all those 800,000 votes into area ridings where each riding goes Conservative, and maybe you can, but it wouldn't have changed anything. What would have changed something is if enough of those Conservatives had, I'm trying not to use inflammatory or offensive rhetoric, if they had the courage to vote PPC and get three freaking PPC candidates into Parliament so that they can have a meaningful opposition and actually have people speaking truth to power, even if it's only one, two, or three of them. Just so you know, there are a few ridings in Alberta where the PPC was second place in the polls. Yeah. Well, and now I understand, man. You know what? One of those questions in our debate, and I didn't get to answer it. Did I get to answer it? I did not say anything on it, was electoral reform and how Justin Trudeau had promised electoral reform, because now I appreciate the first past the poll, meaning whoever, you know, you could finish second in every riding by 1%, and then, you know, it can be in theory a 51-49 split across the country, but the government could be 100% one party. And so how do you remedy that potential for not proper reflection is, you know, proportional representation. Now I understand why Justin Trudeau promised it before he came into power and then reneged on it when he came into power, because it wouldn't help them. It would not help them stay in power right now. That's for damn sure. Kenneth Havison became a YouTube member. Booyah, Kenneth. I should say we're also live streaming on Rumble, and we are also streaming on, there's a live chat going on Locals. That's vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Barnes does it better than me. That was 26 minutes in, so I'm going to cut that piece out. Win or lose, the fact that you try for us, give us your audience something to look up to, matters a great deal. Thank you very much. And I can't accept it. Now Wikipedia can say I'm partisan. I'm a partisan YouTube content creator because I officially ran for a party. I don't think that makes me not objective in my assessments. And if Maxime Bernier happens to do something that I find politically offensive, if he has ethics breaches, I'm not going to give him a pass just because he's the party that I ran for. But I don't expect that out of him because he's an ethical person in as much as I know him. Okay, let's see what we got here. Yannick says, I know it's typical thinking after an election, but any thoughts on changing the election system to go with representation by total vote percentage? I understand it now. And now I understand the answer that Mark Garneau gave during our debate. Well, we looked into it quite thoroughly. We didn't find a consensus on what the alternative would be. Bullcrap. I mean, I think the idea is they looked into it and then realized it would not help them get reelected. And so renege on an electoral promise. And then he has the audacity, Trudeau, the intellectual dishonesty, to now float that electoral reform again as an election promise on the eve of the election. I mean, it's shocking the degree to which, if they did not have double standards, they would have no standards at all. If they did not say up and down at some point in their lives, they wouldn't have ever said anything correct. They say both things at some point in time. You know, they can always say, well, yeah, I said that before. You know, I said I support electoral reform before. And then when the question comes up, we looked into it, didn't find anything appropriate. And then he promises it again on the eve of the election when things are looking close between them and the Conservatives. My wife, Kelsey, voted for you. She loves your channel. Thank you very much. That looks like TL2AV. Okay, let's see what we got here. Robert Barnes, how good does Miami look these days? Robert, and I haven't gone fishing all season. For anybody who doesn't know Robert Barnes, he is a world-class American litigator. We do live streams from time to time, and we have a wonderful page on Locals called vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Robert, I hope I didn't conflict with any stream. I think it's Rum with Robert. Thank you for being here, Robert. And yeah, no, Miami's looking beautiful, but Miami's looking beautiful. Freedom is a beautiful thing. And then once you realize that it's been sucked out of your soul and your psyche and your expectation of life, you realize it's a death of a portion of your soul. Devin says, great job on Viva. Glad your party got enough votes to receive federal funding now. Yes. Sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. Hope investigation goes well for the party. Keep on fighting. So apparently they reached a threshold where they get to reimburse party expenses, which is, that's a threshold. And oh, the media, the dirty, dirty smear merchants, to quote a previous chat, They're already going after him for having held his party in Saskatchewan. If anybody has never heard a song called Les Trois Accords, Les Trois Accords, Les Trois Accords have a great song called Saskatchewan. Never understood the video, but if you haven't seen the music video or heard the song, go check it out. But they're already going after Maxime for having held his post-election party in Saskatchewan, and they're accusing him of violating COVID rules when we all saw the pictures of Justin Trudeau and his campaign. And we all saw the article that I brought up to show what a filthy hypocrite he is. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say filthy. I don't know if he's clean, but he's a hypocrite. He broke the COVID protocol rules while campaigning in Ontario, and then refused to answer the questions from the media on whether or not he did. But he did that. But Maxime throws his party in Saskatchewan, and they're going to go after him. And they ask him the questions. Well, wouldn't you feel responsible if someone came here and got COVID and gave it to somebody? My God. And weaponizing and moralizing contracting COVID as though it's a sign of dirtiness. Oh, you must have done something wrong if you contracted COVID. You must have broken the rules. You are a great spokesman for freedom. Well, the name. Thank you very much, Holly Golden. Lucky with the name. But it's it was one heck of an experience. I mean, I'm taking notes. I just want to see if I've got my stuff. Yeah, I hit my notes. Let's get some questions here. How many people did you talk to one-on-one? 1,000? Less? More? You had zero media. If you talked to fewer than 1,000, it means you won a word-of-mouth argument. Build and come back stronger. I talked to less than 1,000. I would say I talked to one-on-one, I would say a few hundred easily. And then if you include, you know, going to the marches, maybe more than 1,000. But then if you include my videos, that doesn't count as one-on-one. But you know, and then we did the debates. I mean, I there's nobody who could have watched the debates and then thought ill of me. Maybe they could have thought I was a little aggressive, and maybe they could have thought I looked a little angry and maybe cocky, I guess, because people don't like other people who speak with confidence and attack authority and criticize their elders. So maybe they could have thought that, but nobody could have watched that debate and thought ill of me. They could disagree with me, as did Mark Garneau when I said the way going forward is to learn to live with this virus and not to learn to live with the usurpation and violation of our fundamental rights. Because one thing's for certain, we're 2 years into this, the violation of the rights is not doing much. And instead of focusing on the problem, they're focusing on, you know, violating our rights. And so we get a double whammy in that it's not effective, but it violates our rights. And we still have the initial underlying problem, which is 310 ICU beds in Alberta for a population of 4.5 million, while we are forcing out healthcare workers through the vaccine passport policy. They're idiots. There's no other way to explain the decisions by our politicians. It's either it's malice or incompetence, and I don't care which one because the outcome is the same. It's the destruction of the fabric of Canadian society. But we're starting to push back slowly but surely. But then you have the media whipping people up into a frenzy to the point where apparently by the polls, 74% of Canadians support vaccine passports. To get yourself a drink for that low-key burn from Barnes and we prepare for the next election. Don't give up. From America, we are pulling for you. Thank you very much. Now, let me see here. I'm going to go down. I missed a bunch of chats. I want to get to as many questions as I can here, but the chats are the highlighted ones. The authoritarianism isn't new. The world has been practicing various degrees of socialism since the end of WW2, World War II. Now the hand is tightening. And people want it. People like feel scared if they don't have their masks on outside. I was thinking, I saw an elderly lady sitting on a park bench, reading a book alone outdoors on a sunny day with a face mask on. And I said to myself, when François Legault looks at that, does he think that he fixed that person or does he understand that he broke that person? And I genuinely don't know. They will look at them and say, they're virtuous. They're making that symbolic gesture to show that they are in the fight. They're supporting their neighbors. A symbolic gesture that is utterly ridiculous in every sense of the word. Unless that person happens to be COVID positive and is under quarantine and is going out to get some sunlight and doesn't want to infect others, I'll give them that benefit of the doubt. But the dude that I saw on the bike without a helmet and a face mask was not COVID positive. And it is virtue signaling to the point of idiocy, but they are spiritually and intellectually broken people. And but I wonder, when François Legault and Justin Trudeau looks at these, does he see virtuous citizens that they have fixed through their $150 million a year in COVID advertising? Or do they deep down understand that they have broken this person into that form of virtue signaling submission? I don't know. I have a suspicion that they probably say, yeah, that is, this is how easy it is to manipulate people into such an irrational sense of fear that they feel compelled to wear a face mask outdoors alone while reading a book in the park. Trudeau voted illegally. Nobody is to touch your ballot. I don't know that story. I can neither confirm nor deny that story. Jane Bray. I don't know what. It's bourbon with Barnes. Hold on, bring this up here. It's bourbon with Barnes. Sorry, not rum. Did I say rum with Robert? I'm an idiot. Okay. Your voice rings far. Well, I thank you, Vicky, and I hope I just. It's not a question of being partisan. It's just a question of sensitizing people. So long as they know what's going on and then they knowingly vote for it, fine. But I have a feeling that 50% of the people who voted Trudeau don't know about his ethics violations or don't know in any meaningful degree. They don't know about the things he said while on the campaign trail, and they don't want to know. There's too much already going on in everybody's life. And so maybe my value added to the world is going to be that annoying voice in the back of your head that, you know, someone shares a video around to let your friend or your mother or your grandmother, grandfather, brother know what's going on and to bring you the highlights of the madness. What do we got here? Copium. CPC could implode with internal debates due to failure of Aaron. Yep. Merge with PPC under PPC leadership. Thoughts. So these are my two predictions. And if anyone in politics has a better insight, let me know. I think Trudeau is going to get ousted, or there's going to be some competition for power of the Liberals, because I think everybody can agree, if it were anybody else that were vying for, you know, that were the leader of the party, they would have done better. People loathe Trudeau, but they still love calling themselves Liberal. So they'll hold their nose, as we say, bite the bullet and vote Liberal, even though they know they're voting for that guy that they hate. But I think there's going to be a challenge for the leadership within the Liberals. I just don't know who would challenge Trudeau. And O'Toole has to be challenged. You have to be a special level of incompetent and unappealing to actually lose to Trudeau. And I've got to say, Aaron O'Toole, to me, is that very special level of unappealing, nauseating politician that he didn't get people to vote for him when his competition was Trudeau. I mean, that was the same argument as to how unappealing Hillary Clinton was that Donald Trump won. That Hillary Clinton was so loathed and detested and unappealing that people voted for Trump instead. And that's sort of where we're at right now. Aaron O'Toole is so unappealing of a politician. He's so seemingly without principles, seemingly without charisma, seemingly without command and leadership, that he still couldn't muster up a victory against Trudeau. That says something. I could name a few other people who I think would be better to be leading that party. One of them would be Pierre Poilievre, but I understand family-wise why he can't do it. I mean, he just had a kid, and what a chunker of a baby that was. For anybody who didn't see it, he posted the tweet, 9.5 pounds. I think it was 9.5 or 9.6, which I think I was 1 ounce bigger when I was born. But Pierre Poilievre would be the leader, and he would have command of that party, and he would have people supporting him. He would, there I would say there would be a real reason to, you know, make an argument for splitting the vote. But with Aaron O'Toole, you're just, you know, you're voting for a different version of Justin Trudeau. Let's see what we got here. We must be unapologetic about our beliefs. The Ben Shapiro style of pointing out the hypocrisy to the left has no teeth. Ridicule them as they deserve. Look, Michael Malice has a very effective technique. Have you been documenting this experience for a future Viva book-like release? No, sorry, Vicky. No, I haven't, but I have enough videos out there that someone will be authorized to make the biography. I can't sit down for 8 hours and write. I mean, I would go nuts. I would pull out every hair on my body. I would come out of there looking like powder. If anybody doesn't remember the movie Powder Heat, had no hair because he got struck by lightning and totally, you know. Okay, that's a bad movie reference. That movie, by the way, in 96, when we had the referendum and there were protests and marches, solidarity marches downtown, I went to watch Powder alone. Because when I was a teenager, I used to only watch movies alone. Good times. I voted for Maxime in his riding, went to bed late en tabarnak. And that means angry, because he lost his riding by a lot. And this, this wasn't even on my notes, but thank you very much, Vincent Poulin. He lost his riding by a lot to a conservative politician who just had a court of appeals decision, unanimous, 3-0, hand down a decision saying that he abused of his power to circumvent the pork laws by issuing a permit to a pork farmer, or bending the rules of allowing the pork farmer to exceed the number of porks, pigs, that he's allowed to have on his farm while remaining within a certain proximity of the neighbor. Because apparently, from what was explained to me, the neighbor, you know, pork pigs smell terrible. And so if you exceed a certain number, you have to be a certain distance more from any neighboring properties. This pork farmer apparently exceeded that limit, but was under it, then was over it. And the rules were bent for him, apparently, by this guy. His name is Lehu. Vincent, tell me what his name was. I think it was Lehu, L-E-H-O-U-X. And the neighbor sued, won in first instance, had to go to appeal, won unanimously in appeal. The guy spent $250,000, taxpayer dollars, to finance his litigation. And they vote him in. That's it. We don't care about corruption when tribalism takes over. Well, Viva PPC continues a channel where you continue to help build the reputation of the PPC. I was thinking of what to do with that channel. I was thinking maybe convert, if I get one asset out of this, that channel, maybe I'll convert it into the Viva Barnes Clips channel. Or maybe just keep it as Viva PPC. I just don't want anyone thinking, you know, I don't have any desire to run for politics just for the sake of it. I know people were asking me about going for the provincial Conservative Party. Like I said before, you know, I don't consider myself a conservative. I wasn't running for politics to run for politics. I was running for the PPC because I wanted to run for the PPC, because I had seen that it was the only thing to do in Canada at this point. I have no desire just to get into politics for the sake of getting into politics. There are too many establishment conservatives in the party who would make sure never to vote Maxime as a leader of the Conservative Party, which is why they ended up with Andrew Scheer. Yep. And then Andrew Scheer apparently was none too respectful to Maxime after he took over, from what was explained to me, because I was not politically aware at that point in time. Yesterday, protests for freedom in Sumi, Finland, Sweden, England, Serbia, Australia, and France. So keep fighting, Viva. Regards from Denmark. Jan Benston, thank you very much. It's, you know, that's it. The protests and the people taking to the street, it will happen, because, you know, freedom has risks. But life without risks, first of all, is impossible. And life without freedom is equally impossible. You know, there is, if you want to lock yourself in your house, you don't need me to do that as well in order for you to do it and feel safe. But, you know, I did the interview with Geoffrey Wanji, the Christian Heritage Party, who was the candidate who was kicked out because she was not vaccinated. I had her, I gave her a lift home after the interview. I had an unvaccinated person in my vehicle, and I couldn't have given one sweet bugger all. The level of risk in my head was way not there compared to getting into an actual car accident. I mean, people have lost their friggin' minds in terms of risk assessment. And now it's become like, someone said on Twitter, I forget who it was, and I really want to give him credit, fear has become a virtue. And people think that purporting to be afraid means that you are somehow morally superior. My earlobe is itchy. It's a weird place to get an itch. I had an unvaccinated person in my vehicle, and I survived. And you know what? God forbid, if I get COVID, I will probably also survive. And for those who are at risk, I would understand their decision. But for the, I retweeted a doctor's tweet talking about how wonderful it was to sit down and know that everyone around her in the restaurant was unvaccinated and she was safer. This is a young, healthy woman who is now framed in her own mind, as a doctor, by the way, that the mere presence within one's vicinity of the unvaccinated is an existential threat in any meaningful sense. Lost her mind. And it's not because someone's a doctor that it means they're logical. It's not because someone's a doctor, they might have full mastery over their trade. It doesn't mean, it might mean that they're smart. It doesn't mean that they're logical. It doesn't mean that they're thinking rationally in other respects. And it doesn't mean that they're rational people or even good people in life, but they might know their trade. And for anybody who's had any experience with doctors, I've had experience with doctors as a litigator. They're type A personalities. more often than not. Not blanket statement. There's some very good doctors. Pediatricians tend to be very, you know, in my experience, nice people. But I had another client who was a big real estate dude, and he said, never lease to doctors and never lease to lawyers. And I understand why. Will you run for the Conservative Party of Quebec next year? No, I'm not looking to get into politics for the sake of getting into politics. And it's like Breitbart said, you know, at one point, like I said, I was actually afraid of getting elected. How idiotic could I have been to be afraid of getting elected? But I think it was Breitbart who said politics is downstream from culture. And if I can have a greater impact doing this, and I'm happy doing this, I love this. It's the first time in my life I ever understood the expression, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Marion wanted me to, she wants me to take a little bit of time off after this election. She's, it's been a little draining, but like, I can't imagine not doing this. This, I love doing this. And the fact that I'm able to make a living doing this is the biggest blessing on earth. But if I can have a greater impact doing this than getting sucked into that useless, motionless, you know, never advancing machine of politics, you know, maybe that's where my skill set is needed and will be more value added. And I don't have the skin that Maxime has. I don't think I could deal with reading the smear articles and the attacks coming at me like he does. I can, you know, read being called a Yahtzee. And I had one billboard that had the Shmashmishtika on my forehead. Nobody realizes the irony of that. Whoever did that, I hope you realize the irony of that. You could call me all those names, that I don't care, but the relentless demonizing of and destruction of a character. Maybe I could deal with it. Maybe I don't give myself enough credit, but Maxime has thick skin to do what he's doing and vision. And maybe I have thick skin to do this, but yeah. So I'm not sure if I can be more value added here, this might be my place for the future, but I had to try it. I gave it 150%. I had someone ask me if I was really trying to get elected or if it was a paper nominee. I forget what the exact expression was. I said I'm doing this 110%, and I think I did. And but man, you realize you need a team. You need. I saw the liberal people out in the streets dancing on the streets, going. You know, I walked by Mark Miller's office. Mark Miller is the liberal candidate who also won with more than 50% of the vote in his riding, which is just to the east of my riding. Sunday afternoon, I'm walking with the kids down Atwater. I walked by. They had I don't know 3,000 square feet on Atwater. 50 people working in there. I thought, I didn't know what was going on. I said, hey, as a joke, I gave them one of my PPC flyers. That was their headquarters. I mean, it's a machine. I don't know how much they spent, but it's a machine. When you have a machine, it becomes very easy. Go to old person's homes, go to healthcare facilities, go to the places where in one building, you'll have 1,000 people. Don't tell them who to vote for, but just facilitate their voting. I mean, that's how it works. And that's what I mean when, don't worry about them like shredding ballots, recreating ballots. The way it actually works is where the actual manipulation takes place. And that's what you have to worry about. The reality, not the fear of chicanery, which I'm sure is there. But by and large, it's just the machine itself that manufactures the consent. Canada's a lost cause. Come to America where there's still a fight. Did Viva win? Yeah, I won a participation trophy. Theron Cabaldo. I won over 1,000 votes. I won respect. I think I won the hearts and minds of some people. And I think I won in that the message got out there in a meaningful sense. I was never going to win here. I just was optimistic someone was going to win somewhere else, but maybe that'll have to wait 2 years. Was rooting for you from New York, Viva. You'll get yet. Much love to you. Keep up the good fight. Thank you very much. The last chicken nugget. Well, I guess, oh, I don't want to miss this. Yesterday protest. Okay. Sorry. I saw that one. And then we saw this one. Okay, good. Boom. Been playing Tales of Arise, which deals with slavery. The main character is asked, what does it mean to be free? My reply was, the meaning of freedom is where I slave only to my own will. That's nice. I wish I might have to give that a watch. Live in Villeray, Montreal. Felt good seeing Justin on my ballot and not voting for him. Clear the PPC split, lost the Conservatives some seats. I disagree with you. The PPC did not. I know, by the way, and you know how I know the PPC didn't split anything? When the CBC started running that narrative at like 2 a.m. or maybe it was midnight in their coverage, they found the three ridings across Canada where they could raise that argument and it might look possible on the numbers, because had you added the PPC to the Conservatives, it would have either been closer or the conservatives would have been more. They picked the three ridings in Canada to start pushing that narrative. That's how I know it was bullcrap from the beginning. You know what's true? What? Make the argument with the NDP and the Liberals. Add the NDP to the Liberals anywhere they could. Why is nobody making that argument? There is no point voting for the Conservatives when they are no different than the Liberals. You're not splitting a vote. You're just voting for Trudeau 2.0. So I don't believe the argument. I also know that it's just factually incorrect because the CBC started pushing it. Only once they found three examples where it might be mathematically justifiable. But and you know, the other reality, okay, so you have a conservative minority government. Who cares? It's a useless, toothless minority government one way or the other. A useless conservative minority government is no better or no worse than a useless liberal minority government. And there was never going to be a conservative majority. And anybody who thinks that the PPC did that and denied a conservative majority, horse pooey. And if the conservatives wanted the PPC vote, they should have worked for it. You're not going to screw people and then shame them into voting for you, despite the fact that they've espoused policies that are against your very policies. That's not how it works. That's an abusive relationship. That's not politics. That's not representing your people. Okay, so sorry, I didn't mean to get angry. I'm not angry with you. I just don't think that argument holds any water. Who did you and your wife vote for? Or no, I would say as a joke, I was going to vote for Garneau and then just do it as a gag to say, hey, I voted for Garneau, so he gets at least one vote. But then I was worried if it came down to one vote, I would never forgive myself for that. I voted for myself. My wife voted for me. Pretty sure my parents voted for me. But a lot of people unsolicited said they voted for me, and I believe them. And it's a flattering thing. But at the end of the day, 51% of the 37% of the eligible voters voted for the Liberals, Mark Garneau. My company is mandating us works to have first dose by September 30th. Can I do anything to keep my job and not be forced into this? Like, look, no legal advice. Read your contract, read your company policy. But I'm not optimistic. Hysteria. And when private employers see the federal government doing it, they're going to hide behind the federal government. They're going to need to get sued. But getting a lawyer is expensive. And then finding a lawyer to take these cases is a lot more difficult than I've been thinking, because I try to find lawyers to take these cases. There's not many of them. But read your contract, read your office policy, you know, try to raise a stink, and then go to, if you're unionized, well, your union's not going to help you, but you know, go to the labor commission. But good luck going to a labor commission that might themselves, I think they might have to be vaccinated. Good luck getting any form of objective. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I'm not sure that they have to be vaccinated because of that court ruling that said in the judicial system, there's no compelled vaccination because it's an essential service. So there's just so many conflicting things going on right now. It's impossible to know, but sue. I mean, that's it. Bottom line, find a lawyer, cheap lawyer, sue. Make it cost money for the employer who wants to do this, and then make it test the courts. And I said it was going to have to be a political solution. It can't be a political solution when people don't want the solution. I mean, people voted in what they want now, presumably. After following your exploits over the past few years, I am firmly convinced there is a special selection in heaven set aside for Marion. There is no question. And I want everyone to appreciate it. It's not all lovey-lovey, happy, everyone's smiling. It, you know, I'm not an intense person. Life is hard for everybody, and everybody has their moments and everybody has their bad days. And I'll tell you, over the last 2 years, I've had my bad days where I don't want to get out of bed, but like, you know, where I've had my bet. We've had our stresses, both of us. We've had our breakdowns and we've had our moments, and that's what it is. But she is the best person on earth for me. I am sure everyone out there who has their best person, and that's what the world is about, is finding your best person. And she's my best person. He did really good. I got over 1,000 votes. I was thinking, oh, will I be happy with 10,000? I was naive. Okay. But 1,000 is good. And per capita, it's 2,000. It's 400% more prorated because we had a turnout that was half of the turnout from 2019. Okay, let's see. I want to bring this one up. I genuinely believed Trump would win as well. I have no faith in elections in America or Canada. Let me see if I go into the chat. I don't know if we have any in Rumble. Let me see if we have any Rumble rants. Okay, we do have a Rumble rant from a Numbers Girl. $40 Rumble rant. Thank you, Viva. Thank you, a Rumbles Girl. Oh, a Numbers Girl, not a Rumbles Girl. Thank you very much. And then let's go into the locals chat. How do I do that? I had it on my phone somewhere. Right here. Refresh. And, well, Steve Breton has been manning the chat, personing the chat. Look at this. Trudeau has had his impact on me. I'm waiting for the moment. Trudeau refers to it as a she date and not a mandate. I'm waiting for it because that's the level of insanity in Canadian politics. A man, even when we were lawyers back in the day, before any of the what we're now referring to as woke woke culture, we always made jokes about the mandate because. Well, in law, when you have a file, you call it a mandate. I'm working on a mandate, yada, yada. And I always went with the mandate, like it's a date for a man. But I'm just waiting for Trudeau to call it a she date or a woman date or a person date. Because I don't know what the history is of the term, if it has anything to do with gender to begin with. But that's the level of politics in Canada. At least politics under Trudeau. She session. And we're going to turn the she session, which I caused and which I imposed on you, into a she covery, because I'm making up idiotic words now to further divide people. I'm coming back to that chat because I'm making up idiotic words. And by the way, I abuse you. I caused the what is it called? A recession. Now I'm going to call it a she session. And I'm going to promise you a she covery. And by the way, I'm going to promise $4.5 billion to deal with the mental issues that Canadians are suffering right now as a result of my abuse. And Canadians voted it back in. Dylan Sharp says, don't understand why the Conservatives want to be progressive. Conservatives kind of a contradictory. Do you feel Conservatives caucus will reflect O'Toole's and their shift left? Also voted PPC. Thank you. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not a political pundit, but it was just an opportunistic thing. I don't know why O'Toole did it. I don't know if the idea was to try to get some of the votes from the left and then to come back on them after the election, but hey, he screwed himself on both sides because I don't think he got votes from the left, because liberals, in my experience of having gone door to door to several hundred houses, liberals will never vote conservative. Like diehard liberals will never vote conservative, with certain exceptions. They will vote NDP or they'll vote PPC out of protest, or they will just, as they say, hold their nose and vote liberal. But O'Toole should get ousted. Incompetent and a terrible strategy that compromised the brand and the party, and they're going to suffer consequences politically for a while now. You should thank Trudeau and his folly for giving further definition to your beliefs and giving you something to do for a time. Love the enemy, not for all they do to you, but for all they do for you. I like that. Saint Sinner, Pennsylvania. It is good because, I mean, look, they at the end of the day, they also do make you bigger people. I mean, the adversity builds character and it builds gumption. Have you ever considered moving to escape the changing Canada we find ourselves in, or has it always been stay and fight? No, I've considered moving, but when you, and if I were single or without kids, it would have been a much easier decision. When you have kids, when you have roots, and you don't, you don't want to make things worse for your kids to protect them. And then the question is, you know, it has to get really bad to uproot your children and the friends and network that they've established. I can deal with the suffering. I don't eat at restaurants. I don't go to an office where I have to mask up for the entire day. I didn't have to get vaccinated for that purpose. I can deal with some of the suffering and the sacrifice that you make for your kids. But yes, there's only so much I will put up with, and there's only so much of a compromised upbringing that I will allow my kids to have, even for the benefit of retaining some normalcy of childhood. This, at some point, when kids can't go to rock concerts without being vaccinated, we're getting to a Canada that I don't recognize. And yeah, am I leaving Canada, or am I leaving this thing formerly known as Canada? Oh, and by the way, in Canada now, they're trying to push through now approval for vaccination for children 5 to 12 years old. And then the vaccine passport is going to apply to children 5 to 12 years old. And like I told you, it's not going to be limited to essential services. Yeah, that that's going to, anyways, we'll see. Maybe the political tide and maybe the public sentiment will change when people appreciate that your vaccine passport that you thought you were good on because you had both shots, you're going to be looking at Israel, and you're not going to be vaccine passport compliant unless you've had your 6-month boosters. Some people don't mind. Other people might start saying, my body is not a receptacle for the medicines of the states. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Fear is a really powerful driving force. Even Noor Muhammad won for the Liberals in Jody Raybould's riding after flipping 40 homes in his district and then running on housing affordability. Oh, I didn't know Noor Muhammad. It's funny. I was thinking of Muhammad Noor, who was the Somali police officer in the Justine Damon case. Yeah, they're politicians are hypocrites, all of them, but some are bigger hypocrites than others. And people don't care. People don't even know about it. And then they don't want to understand the details. And they just like, it's complicated. Just let me vote in peace and go back to watching Netflix. We'll have to organize your campaign through the fans next time. Memes, graphic designs, posters and signs and merch and mockery. You have a foot in the door. It's about how you use that wedge. Well, here's a sore loser. Good name. I'm not a sore loser. I'm just an upset loser. My issue is not using social media properly. It was reaching people who are in my riding. Who are not social media, who are not on social media. You know, Westmount, NDG. NDG has a working class to it, but NDG also has, and Westmount has an upper class people who are not on Twitter. I don't associate the upper class with being on Twitter, but the wealth in Westmount, I think it has the highest GDP per capita of any city in Canada, maybe with the exception of some city in Toronto, I forget which. But you have people who are just not on social media. And so the question is, I can reach Canada through social media. I can reach America. You know, we were on Ruben. Maxime was on Michael Malice, Jordan Peterson. The question is, when you want to get elected, how do you reach your riding? And it's a weird thing. Like, how do you need a team to go hand flyers out in old person homes, in, you know, the places of the people who are the most likely ones to go out and vote? Because kids are active, but they don't vote as much as the elderly. And it's a known fact. So it's a machine. It's just, yes, true. Having many tentacles to get everywhere in your riding is great. But social media memes are not going to work in the demographic in Westmount ADG, that's for sure. All right, are we getting to all of the questions here? I want to get some that are not super chat. Does anybody have this feeling that this is a hopeless situation? It is happening in every part of the world. Don't give up hope. I think people getting hopeless is one of the reasons why the turnout was 37%. It's one of the reasons why the turnout was so low. And I think people who would have been more likely to vote PPC might not have gone out to vote because they think it's hopeless from the beginning. They think it's a rigged game from the beginning. And so good. It's such a rigged game. They've got you to believe that it's rigged. So you rig it against yourself for yourself. And that's the ultimate victory for them. Demoralize you to the point of not participating. Demoralize you to the point of not objecting. Demoralize you to the point of not protesting. So get peaceful, lawful protest. Always, people. Everyone knows me. And no one's going to accuse me of dog whistling the way other politicians dog whistle. Okay. Let's see what we got. Okay. Hold on. Bring it down here. I see a little color here. That's not a question. Okay. Don't spam, please, Sloan Perry. I didn't put it on, but spamming is the only thing that gets you kicked out because I didn't put slow mode on. So don't abuse it. Sloan Perry, we saw your comment. Please don't spam. You know darn well your dad was thinking about that. LOL. You know darn well your dad was thinking about that time when you were 15, when he had that ballot in his hands. Did he really vote for you? LOL. Yeah, that's now my parents vote. My parents voted for me. They're proud of me. I tried it. I did it. I gave it my all. It was 5 weeks. Gosh, I mean, I can't tell you how many podcasts, interviews, and hounding them. Like, it's one thing to do the interview, but then you got to clip it and you got to post it around because Lord knows CBC was never going to post my interview if I hadn't emailed them. I think maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't have. I miss it. I have not seen the Project Veritas video. I have been on another planet, struggling to keep up, keep producing original content and doing this, but oh my goodness. I just totally forgot what I was saying. Oh yes. Interviews, podcasts, letters to the editor, which was great. I mean, that was a good way to reach a demographic who is not on Facebook or Twitter. Letters to the editor, because I remember being a young lass and actually being interested in reading the letters to the editor, because it's where you always got people who are angry. And letters to the editor, giving ourselves the media coverage that the media would not give us It's amazing. They're doing that already here in the U.S. In Los Angeles, they are mandating vaccines for public school kids. Mandating vaccines for a demographic that has the statistical risk that they have. Not making a comment. I'm just, we know the stats. They're out there. Mandating a vaccine for them. And that, and you know, it Trudeau, in all his divisive glory, changed the argument from, it used to be, you know, they need to be vaccinated or kept masked up or because they're vectors to the elderly. Now that the elderly are all double vaxxed, now the argument is we're doing it for their own protection because you don't, unvaxxed do not have the right to put our children at risk. We know the stats and we know why that is fear-mongering, divisive political rhetoric that he did not suffer the political consequences for. What do the kids think about the experience? Good question, Robert Barnes. For anybody who doesn't know, Robert and I, okay, I'm joking. I think they like it. But the kids had some fun experiences because it's an adult when you see a picture of yourself with a, you know, some of the graffiti was good. Like putting a black mark on a tooth. I don't care how old you are. That's funny because it really does look good. It looks like I'm a hockey player and I, you know, I took my fake teeth out. The schmashmashtikas on the forehead, the kids don't understand. I mean, they understand why it's absurd. But other than that, I mean, you know, seeing your face on billboards on the street, it's a fun experience. You know, as I drive them to school now, we played before I took the billboards down, they played the spot the billboards game. I think they liked it. I think they saw the work that goes into it. And one kid was up until midnight last night watching the results. And a neighbor's kid came over, had dinner, who was helping us. And I think they liked the experience. I think they'll remember it. And I think they're probably happy that I didn't get elected because I think they like having me as being the YouTube dad and not the member of parliament dad. The Libs, NDP, CBC pretend to believe the climate and COVID hysteria, but support bringing in 400,000 immigrants a year from much warmer and less industrialized countries where they produce less CO2. What hypocrites. While our indigenous peoples do not have clean drinking water on their own lands. I mean, it's, you imagine during the debate, NDP liberals and the conservatives, they're just talking about how to spend money. They're just talking about how to open up Canada to the world, and one of them said, we're a rich country. We should be doing these things. I said, we're first of all, we're not as rich as you think we are. We're $1 trillion in debt, or we have $1 trillion deficit printing up $500 million a day. We're not as rich as you think we are. But can you imagine for the homeless people who are in my neighborhood, there's a lot of indigenous homeless people because I think there's a facility nearby, and so they end up on the streets. No clean. They have boil water advisories on 50 or 60 reservations, I believe. Can you imagine them hearing, we're a rich country, let's give our money for foreign aid, where they don't have clean drinking water on their own, and they're living, you know, they have all sorts of problems. We have 1 in 5 children living in poverty in St. Henry, just down the street. 1 in 3 children living off one meal a day. Yeah, can you imagine those Canadians hearing, we're a rich country, let's bring in 500,000 people a year, which is effectively one province every 2 years. And just imagine them hearing that. It's not hypocrisy. They want cheap solutions that look good superficially, regardless of the fact that they are extremely detrimental substantively. Where are you taking Marion? And now have you drone fishing videos? I plan on going fishing this weekend. Where are we going? I don't know. Where can we go? I'm not for the torture of traveling, air travel to the States. I'm not sure that I want to go to the States. I'd also rather keep my money in Canada. I would love to go. I'd love to go to Arizona. Honestly, I'd love to go to Arizona, go back to the saguaro, the most beautiful place, most beautiful place on earth. If you're coming to the US, pick a purple state where you can make a difference. Wisconsin culturally is quite similar and the fishing is good too. I found magic when I found the Saguaro National Park in Arizona. There's places that I feel like it brought out a part of me that it touched something innate in me. That Saguaro National Park, the desert, is the most beautiful place on earth for me. But I could also go sturgeon fishing again in, geez Louise, I forgot where it was. It was on the Fraser River if anybody remembers my life better than me, where did I go sturgeon fishing? It was on the Fraser River. It was the hottest place in Canada. It was 2 hours from Whistler. It was not Kamloops. Oh, for goodness sake. If somebody knows where that was, where I went fishing, let me know. So that's it. It wasn't Chilliwack. It was not Chilliwack. It was... Oh, come on. It doesn't matter. Okay. What do we got here? Taylor says, second vote for Wisconsin. I'll even let you use my pontoon boat. Kids would love it. I could do it. Pennsylvania. Trout fishing of the world. Yep. I could do trout fishing. I'm from Arizona. I would love to welcome you and your family. Arizona's beautiful, but politically, I believe they have some problems. Do I consider myself a Democrat or a Republican, liberal or a conservative? I don't. I'm right in the middle. I mean, you tear me in both directions. I support policies that I know are on both sides in all respects. But apparently these days, believing in freedom of speech and the right to say things that hurt people, even if you don't like what they say, apparently that makes you conservative. So I guess by that definition, I'm conservative. Where did I go fishing? Mother of goodness, I can't remember it. Viva shirt should be the hottest thing selling on the internet. Anti-media, I noticed Sheila Gunn Reid from Rebel Media during one of their live streams was wearing the anti-media sweater. And it was totally funny. I just tuned in by accident and saw it. I'm going to have to go crazy if I don't find out where I was. Hey, Siri, text Wonderful Wife.
What do you want to say?
Where did we go sturgeon fishing in British Columbia? Question mark. I can't remember the name, period. Okay. It'll come in a second. Okay, now. I should probably go and get something to eat. And I'm extremely tired, so I might have to go to bed soon. It was not... Oh, and Viva in Wisconsin, you betcha. Hey, we'll see. Okay, what do we got here? Gen T says, you know, Fry, the Bow River is a lot of fly fishermen's lists for a reason. It's not that far away. I know Alberta seems like Hicks Central. No, I have nothing. I have no negative stereotypes about Alberta. I would love to go to Alberta. I think if we travel, I've never been skiing. I've never been skiing west of Tremblant, Mont Tremblant in Quebec. I've never seen deep powder skiing in my life. My family, we growing up, five kids, we didn't take many family vacations. I've never seen powder. And I would love to do that. Hold on. Who said I missed someone's $20 super chat? Greg, what was it? Don't do it again, but I'm missing a lot of super chats here. Oh, no, wait, I can see it. Greg, I'd love to see Alex Epstein and or Patrick Moore on this show with you and Barnes. You often take a losing position on climate catastrophism instead of taking the powerful human flourishing position. Love the show. Thank you very much, Greg. And now let me bring this one down so I can see this one. Crazy how many people support vaccine passports in Canada. Just graduated from school, and I'll be lucky if I will ever be able to get a job without being vaxxed by the end of the year. I don't think that many people support it. I just think that the media has led people to believe that 74% of people support it, so people end up supporting it. It's how they do it. They come out with polls. 74% of people polled show the support vaccine passports. The people they've reached are probably the most terrified and most vulnerable demographic. And so they can run the headline. And if anybody hasn't seen the stream with Barris and Barnes and myself, the sidebar with Barris, Richard Barris, watch it. Polling is lies and manipulation through otherwise justifiable statistics. Their samples are in the thousands, not the tens of thousands, sometimes in the hundreds, hundreds to thousands of a demographic who are the most likely to respond to these polls in the first place. Yeah, sure. I have no doubt that 74% of the people they polled support vaccine passports, because I have no doubt they are among the most vulnerable who even respond to those polls. I don't know the methodology. I don't know who was reached, but I just bet you that that's the case. And so they come out with the headlines, and then they normalize supporting vaccine passports to the demographic. And then they get the young... virtually risk-free individuals, Natasha Hall and Aaron Rand, the other guy there, Elias Makos on CJAD, supporting the vaccine passports, further normalizing the fear and further normalizing the tolerance of this unscientific and unconstitutional measure. And that's how they manufacture consent among the general population. And 10 years ago, I think I'd be looking at me now and saying, this dude's crazy. This dude is the conspiracy theory. And I have no doubt that I have friends who look at me now and think that, but I can't wash my brain of the information and knowledge that I've acquired that brought me here. It's how they do it. You have the media subsidized by the government who's implementing the policy. The government says, we want to implement vaccine passports. $1 billion funded CBC, 600 million bailed out media outlets. Here's go run some polls. Here are some polls that you should now report on. These polls, which sample hundreds to maybe 1,000 people who are the most likely to support it. Then you get the media running it 24/7, sensitizing people to tolerating it, whipping them up into fear to support it. And then lo and behold, you actually create a situation where people who would never have otherwise supported such a measure, you get them to support the measure. That is called manufacturing consent. All right. Hey, my wife just got home. Some weird text about phishing. Oi, I did not win. I got 1,000 votes. Last I checked, I'm going to go. Let me just go update and see. Forget it. I got 1,053 votes. 3%. Media manipulation and propaganda. It's what it is. It's not conspiracy. It's strategy. Let's just back the language up and say it's not a conspiracy. It's just good politics. It's just strategy. It's just how you get people to support what you want them to support. It's what does Scott Adams call it? Persuasion. It's persuasion. There's no easier way to persuade someone that something's a good idea than to whip them up into a state of irrational fear and say, yeah, tap three times on the table and you'll get your way or you'll be safe. Viva, you have worn the people down. Oh, they have worn the people down emotionally, so they will agree with anything to be free. Absolutely. It's a war of attrition. It's a war of spiritual and psychological attrition. And 2 years of locking people down, alienating them from friends and family, isolating them spiritually and psychologically, that is the way you win this war of attrition and get them to agree to what they would never have otherwise agreed to in the first place. I don't know if I've reached a breaking point, but like I might be, and it might be that there's some people out there who the more you try to browbeat them and push them into that submission, the harder they fight back. And maybe that's what makes some people, you know, the ones who speak out compared to the others who just give in. And I don't judge anybody who gives in. Everybody has their limits. Screw the whole continent. Come to the UK. We've got a good 2, maybe 3 years before we go fully down the shutter. Yes, well, we'll see about that. I think there'll be something of a renaissance, but you know, you only had the renaissance after you went through the dark ages. I hope that's historically time-wise accurate. I think it is. You still haven't purchased cases for those guitars. They are not that expensive and keep them safe. Invest. Well, actually. Oh my God, my back hurts. Oh, geez. Well, now you can see the mess behind me. This is an acoustic bass. I bought the acoustic bass because it was $169 and I thought the price was a mistake. And I thought the price was a mistake. And I don't care that I didn't need it. I bought it because it's a someone will tell me what this is. Greg Bennett design. It's a Greg Bennett design. And I said, you can't not get it when you see it. And it was not a mistake. I asked them. I didn't want to take advantage of a mistype thing. Yeah, so that's it. But I never learned how to play the bass anyhow. Slap at a bass. Davey 504. I mean, anybody wants good-natured stuff. I don't know if Davey's still doing. I haven't watched him in a while, but some of the best stuff out there. Shout out that he might not want coming from a right-wing partisan extremist like myself. Another one who I love and is always good for a good laugh, Daniel Thrasher. Mixes music, art, humor. It's beautiful. Let's see what I missed a chat here. Let me see here. Carl Canuck. There is nothing that a politician or bureaucrat can say that I will listen to that I disagree with. I think that's sarcasm. Okay, let's see here. We got thumbs up for Viva Fry. You're the epitome of capitalism. You have no room. Oh, this is not free. Okay, sorry. I shouldn't get into things that are not part of the discussion. So that's it. That's where we're at. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. I forget what it was. It doesn't matter. Let's see. Anyone stick some questions in there? And I will try to get to them. Viva, you have the worldwide roots. You need to keep hitting the podcast and the streets now that your own writing knows you for the next election. We'll see. I mean, we'll see next federal election. I'm telling you, I'm just not getting into politics for the sake of getting into politics. And I'm not interested. There's a lot of stifling that comes with being in politics. Like, you have more freedom, not in politics. I don't know what I would have to do with the channel. I don't know what I'd have to do with locals. I love, where's Winston? Well, if anybody can hear, Pudge is upstairs now scratching at the door because I haven't fed her dinner yet, I think. And Winston's upstairs too. 1475 is no small amount. You had an impact on others. Well, I just, yeah, thank you. I mean, it's true, but anyways, we'll do it. We'll get there because there's no alternative. That's the reality. Laura Southern up Wednesday for sidebar. What escaping from Canada to Australia looks like these days. Robert, you remind me, I got to get the thumbnail out now. Oh, goodness. And that's tomorrow, Robert. So tomorrow night, Laura Southern, holy cows, that's going to be phenomenal. Got to get the thumbnail, got to get that up, and that's going to be good. What else? I voted PPC. Thank you very much. We got Deuce Go Tech. Viva, please do a video on the SC decision on the Genetic Non-Discrimination Act of July 2020. Okay, I'm going to look into it. I'm sure we'll talk about it with Robert as well on Sunday. Viva, when are you issuing tax receipts to those of us who donate to your campaign? So for those who donated after the certification, I mean, it's going to come when we do the accounting through the auditor. So stay tuned and I will not forget about that because we have an auditor who's going to go over all of the stuff and they have software that issues the receipts automatically from what I'm told. This is all new to me, but we're after this now, we got to close up the books, get it to the auditor, which is another learning curve. And that's it. So that's sooner than later. Isn't leaving the frying pan for the fire. Yeah, well, that's politics ruins everything. You ran, you saw, and now you have a better image of what you're talking about. It is amazing how absolutely dirty it is, and dirty and artificial. I mean, artificial to the point where, I mean, you got those politicians putting on the masks when the cameras are off and then walking on stage and taking them off. I mean, I don't, and there's things that I won't do that would embarrass people that, you know, anyone would otherwise do and exploit for political purposes. But, you know, I the things I've seen that any cutthroat individual who is not afraid to try to shame and humiliate someone would do, these politicians wearing their masks for the pure virtue of it, for digital calls, Zoom calls. I mean, it's laughable and they deserve to be made fun of, but I can't, that's where it would ruin me if I actually became the person who is, you know, trying to destroy somebody else's character. With the exception of factually correct statements, because I, you know, bringing Trudeau statements up are one thing, but like, you got to have to try to destroy people to succeed in politics. The fact that the CBC played only the last 5 seconds of Maxime's speech last night, yes, and excluded him from their outro, says you're over the target. Let's go hear what Maxime has to say for his concession speech, or his victory speech, or his speech after the announcement had been made. Literally, it was thank you and good night. And for a second, I was like, holy crap, is he that angry that that's all he said? But yeah, they missed his entire speech. Oh, law plus vlog, family, law plus vlog, vlog. Family plus law plus vlog, flog. A family flogging. That's very good, David. I'm not going to use it, but that's a darn good pun is the word I'm looking for. You take the most flack while over the target. Okay, we're going to wind this down at an hour and a half. So 7 minutes, I'm going to try to get to some comments. Let me just make sure that we have no more in the... First of all, Robert Barnes, thank you for tuning in and saying hi. Robert is in the chat. Good. Robert's in the chat on Locals. For anybody who wants to find us and support us there, it is vivabarneslaw.locals.com. I didn't even think of inviting Robert to this stream because I thought he was in trial and I didn't. And now I'm going to feel guilty, very guilty. But either way, Robert and I, we're going live tomorrow with the sidebar. But Robert is live in the chat on Locals, people. If anybody wants to find us there, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And just so that this is not sheer self-promotion, Eric Hundley is on Locals. Allison Morrow is on Locals. Chrissy Mayer is on Locals. Nate Brody is on Locals. There's a bunch of great people to follow on Locals as well. So I totally understand everybody cannot support everybody they like. And we're looking, there had been some discussion about bundling, but check out Locals. And now I wanted to go to Rumble to see if I did not miss another Rumble rants. Let's just refresh and see if I missed any. It doesn't look like I did. Okay, good. And Rumble, by the way, guys, support Rumble. It's a great platform. Okay, let me see here. We got Viva. Have you ever considered opening a used car dealership as your next step? No, but fine. I mean, so I get the joke, but this is another thing that I've realized is how hard people work for their money. I mean, I know it personally, but when you're a politician and you're making policies that make working class lives harder, and you at some point you actually do forget. And I'm not saying for me, I'm saying for them. I will never forget because I will never forget. I'm still doing it. When you do not have a guaranteed $170,000 if you're an MP, $250,000 if you're a member of a cabinet or something, I don't know. When you don't have this, and they're all, for some reason, all these politicians are also multimillionaires. They have a massive net worth to begin with. You don't realize how hard life is for these people and working people. And you just promise to spend their way out of it and spend their money on things that make their lives harder. It's business owners work hard, and it's a hard life. And when your politicians don't make it any easier, but lo and behold, they went in Westmount, at least 50%+ voted for it. This is for the fishing trip that you've earned. J-Mill, thank you very much. My God, that fish looks beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, I keep asking you, that's gotta be a rain. That's not, it's a spotted gray trout. No, it's not. I'm an idiot. It's either speckled or brown trout. Sorry, it's a brown trout. But let me know, Jamie, and thank you very much. What do we got here? Patrick Manthi. South African was going to move to Australia. Canada seemed better. Now I'm going to join Mars. Where do you go? I mean, that's the question. Florida's amazing. I'm having people tell me to go to New Hampshire because apparently it's like the libertarian destination where 40,000 libertarians have moved there over the last little while, and they're trying to actually... The federal tends to respect state rights in the United States more than provincial rights in Canada Federation, but I don't know. PPC is the spoiler. In 18 months, they will come to us soon. I think if that means what I think it means, I enjoyed. Oh, I was listening to Rebel News. I was listening to Rebel News last night doing the coverage, but I had to listen to the CBC out of sick, morbid curiosity as to how much they could manipulate that evening. And they basically called it early on while people were still voting out West. And they at one point actually said, after calling it and saying, you know, it's a done deal, then they were encouraging Liberal voters out West to stay in line. It's egregious manipulation. And they would have never aired. I don't think they would have aired my interview had I not pressured them, but they aired it Sunday afternoon after having fact checked me with manipulative fact checks to begin with. Keep up the good fight, Dave. The truth will prevail. God bless us all. Maria Gardetti, I hope so. Okay, let me see here. Canada is a multicultural country. Immigrants vote Liberal by 90%. Same in the USA. I believe the stats are roughly there. You're a good man, Viva, and extremely rare and almost non-existent trait for a politician. You know, thank you very much. And how does it feel to help Trudeau stay elected? Hey, first of all, I'll say what I said before. An Aaron O'Toole minority conservative government would have been no different than a Trudeau government. They both support the same thing. So don't try to make it look like it would have been any better having a conservative in there, a conservative O'Toole who supports vaccine passports, carbon taxes, Paris Accord, wokeism, if you want to say that. Don't let anybody out there think for a second. Don't try to convince other people out there that conservative minority would have been any different than a liberal minority. The conservatives are conservative only in name. They espouse the same policies as the liberal. And sorry, that boot on my neck is not going to be any more comfortable because it has a C on it than an L. So that's what I say to that. And that's all I have to say on that. Okay. Honestly, as a country, we got what we deserve. Well, it's lockdowns. We'll see. Lockdowns. I'm sorry. Thank you also for reminding me. Yep. Conservative support. Until a conservative comes out there and says, if the conservatives had come out there and said, we will not support lockdowns, they might have done better. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe people like lockdowns at this point. Govern me harder, Daddy. That's what that meme is burnt into my brain. Viva did it. Bravo, Viva. It was fun. Okay, so as we wind it down now, because I got to eat dinner and then fall asleep. But it was fun. It was a learning experience. I may have learned that my utility on this earth might be on the outside, upstream from politics. And, you know, to the extent Maxime remains a good and honest politician that I can wholeheartedly support, I will use everything in my power to do that. And so long as the party espouses policies that I think are actually in the best interest of Canada, I will support those. But if Maxime ever comes out and says, I support the vaccine passport, I believe in mandatory vaccine. If he comes out, I'm not a tribalist person. I don't want tribalism with others, and I don't expect tribalism for myself. And if I have supporters out there who disagree with something I say and subs who disagree, let me know and we'll have a discussion. And if I turn out to be an absolute flip-flopping hypocrite, call me out on it because I deserve it. All right. With that said, how sad are the leaders of the Western world, corrupt and ready to embrace communism? I can't argue. We can't argue intention. We can only argue outcome. And outcome. Oh, this is the outcome. And we'll see what the winter holds. And they're going to blame, if there are lockdowns, they're going to blame the unvaccinated. If there are outbreaks, they're going to blame the unvaccinated. Even though, like I said, if it turns out that the vaccinated can, in fact, still transmit, carry, and contract the virus, but they tend to show less symptoms, so they don't even know when they have it and go out freely, further infecting other people. Who are the super spreaders in all of this? At least if you're not vaccinated and you get ill, yeah, you by all statistics, will probably suffer or have a greater chance of suffering severe reactions. At least you know you're sick and you quarantine, as opposed to actually shedding and contracting and spreading the virus, not knowing because you're not showing the symptoms like you would have otherwise. Irony. Sent super chat. 'Twas missed. Hold on, Josh. Let me see if I can see that avatar. Let me see how far back I can go. And if it's any consolation prize, Josh Kotlev, put the comment in, but thank you for the support. And at least I got this, but it comes in fast and I'm not, I'm a single operation individual here. On a good ending note, stick to catching bass, not playing bass. Well, bass. Okay, well, then I have to pronounce it properly. This weekend, fishing video, I hope, I promise. Let me see here. CPC, okay, well, this is the political talk that is, let's go. I mean, that's it. It's what it is. We've seen it. So keep it going, Viva. You and Barnes are a force for good. I am meeting Barnes, and what we've built has been the biggest blessing of my adult life, above and beyond my wife and three kids and two dogs. And we got the guinea pig a leash today. I swear to you, we got a guinea pig leash. I don't know how well it works because the guinea pig doesn't walk. We took the guinea pig to the park. It just sits there eating grass. So I don't know what you need a leash for, but we got it. All right. And won't read this, but hyperbolic, but the unvaxxed are already being the scapegoats for a lot of things. You don't want more lockdowns. You better get back. The vaccine, the government blames the lockdowns, which is the government's decision, on the unvaccinated. Let that sink in. That is, don't make me hit you. And if you make me hit you, it's because of something you said. PPC gets street cred, resistant bite. Maxime has had a vision. He's worked hard and he's done something for it. And I support it. I support it because I support the belief. I support the message and I support it out of necessity for what I think is the, you know, the only viable future for Canada. So that is it. With that said, people, okay, let's wind it down. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of the support. I'm happy that I didn't get angry to the point of tears because I don't want anyone thinking I'm on the verge, but I have been frustrated to the point of tears. When I listen to the Pixies, Where Is My Mind in the Car, occasionally it brings tears to my eyes because you listen to some songs and like you, music is amazing in terms of what it makes you think and feel and like it brings emotions into your body that you know, and it makes you see things, life as a whole, and life sometimes makes sense. But listening to the Pixies song, listening to Sigur Rós. For anybody who doesn't listen to it, beautiful music. S-I-G-U-R-R-O-U-M-L-O-S, Sigur Rós. Magnificent. Someone told me to listen to 65 Days of Static. If I like that music, I've never heard of it, but I'm going to go for it. And so that's it. It's been great. And yeah, someone was talking about splitting the vote. Who votes for the Bloc? That's what I mean. I understand the Bloc has, okay, never mind. That was opening a tangent we shouldn't get into. I appreciate the Bloc Québécois. They are a federal party whose federal policy is separating Quebec from Canada. And they got seats in the House because they still support the lockdowns and the vax passports and all that the Bloc did. And I had the debates with them now. All they want is more money from the federal government. They want to separate from the Federation and they want more federal spending in the province. I mean, that is what you call sucking and blowing politically at the same time. Give up politics if you must, but please do not give up YouTube. You are my single thread of sanity. That's the other thing. I mean, that's what I appreciate is that this, I have a lot of people say this, impart this sentiment on me. And I want everyone else out there has to know that this has been my outlet for sanity in these last 2 years. I cannot imagine the isolation. You know, we have a family, so we interact, but this has been my outlet and, you know, connection to the world that has kept me sane through these last 2 years as well. So in as much as other people and you out there feel the same way, I feel that same way. In my basement with our art supplies where the kids were playing in my office, I feel the same way. Okay. Let's see what we got. You're an amazing, we would love to, sorry, Viva, you are amazing and would have brought about great changes. We would love to have you in our government here in the US making changes. I think Robert and I, with what we've created, hopefully we can make that change and keep politicians honest. And the biggest problem, and it's one of the reasons why politicians want to censor and control social media and the internet, it keeps them honest in that it reveals their outright lies and hypocrisy. And that's a dangerous thing. So I will content myself with, you know, elucidating, clarifying issues and keeping lying politicians honest by exposing their lies. Oh, hold on. I want one. I saw, where did it say? I just saw We Are Family and I want to bring it up because I agree. Talix. I didn't even know you said it, Talix, but I wanted to bring it up. Okay, so let's do it. We're going to wind it up, people. Thank you. Tomorrow night, Laura Southern. I'm going to double check with Robert, but I'm going to get that out. And with any luck, I can get a video out tomorrow. Thank you all. Like, sincerely and genuinely. Now I might get up. Thank you all. This has been amazing. And it's a beautiful community. It's a beautiful community. Probably wouldn't have done it without your strong nudging. It didn't end the way I wanted it to end, at least from my perspectives. But I know that Maxime Bernier and the party are happy, even though we didn't get seats. We had the discussion. We got the message out there. We actually found useful ways of circumventing the political and media suppression and censorship. We know how to do it for the next time. And people know that it's out there. And from here, once you reach a certain mass, the word will spread on its own. And people will become increasingly frustrated and distraught with the increasingly draconian measures that just seem to be getting worse the more people comply. So with that said, peeps, enjoy the evening. See you all tomorrow, Sunday night. It is on, and